One of the most frequently misused terms in clinical ECG interpretation is SVT. Depending on who you are talking to, this term means different things to different people. So it's understandable why there may be confusion, since over the years, the meaning of this term has evolved. My hope in this brief audio pearl is to clarify what should be meant by the term SVT. The three letters SVT stand for supraventricular tachycardia, which should be defined as any tachycardia rhythm, that is, any rhythm at a rate of 100 per minute or more, that originates at or above the AV node, that is, with an origin that is supra, or above the ventricles. After all, sinus tachycardia implies a rhythm at 100 per minute or more that originates from the sinus node. And ventricular tachycardia, VT, implies a rhythm this fast that originates from the ventricles. So the term SVT should probably best be used to describe any rhythm at 100 per minute or more that originates from above the ventricles, that is, from at or above the AV node. By this definition, the term SVT should include not only reentry SVT rhythms such as AVNRT and AVRT, but also sinus tachycardia, atrial tachycardia, atrial fibrillation and atrial flutter if the rate of these rhythms is fast enough, MAT, multifocal atrial tachycardia, junctional tachycardia, and a few more less common forms of supraventricular tachycardia rhythms. Instead, all too often the term SVT is used, when what the user really means to say is AVNRT or AVRT, which are the two most common forms of supraventricular reentrant rhythms. So it's easy to see how confusion might arise if one participant in a medical conversation says the rhythm is SVT, but the other participant has no idea if the rhythm being talked about is a reentrant SVT rhythm, such as AVNRT, or an undifferentiated form of some unknown supraventricular rhythm. My preference? I favor reserving the term SVT to be used as a general term that refers to some unspecified supraventricular rhythm at a rate of 100 per minute or more. If this SVT rhythm is extremely irregular and without P waves, then we are probably talking about atrial fibrillation. If the SVT rhythm is extremely irregular but with multiple different morphology P waves, then we may be talking about MAT. And if we are dealing with a regular SVT rhythm without clear sign of atrial activity, but with atrial activity possibly hidden within the ST segment or T wave, then we have defined a clinically useful diagnostic entity known as a regular SVT rhythm, with a limited differential diagnosis that includes sinus tachycardia, atrial tachycardia, atrial flutter, or a reentrant SVT rhythm such as AVNRT or AVRT. My preference? Don't use the general term SVT as an isolated descriptor if the rhythm you are thinking about is AVNRT or AVRT. Instead, both of these rhythms are best described as one of the forms of a reentrant SVT. Final note, if the QRS complex of a regular tachycardia rhythm is narrow, then by definition, this is an SVT. However, if the QRS of a regular tachycardia rhythm without atrial activity is wide, then although VT is statistically the most likely rhythm, it is possible that the rhythm could be supraventricular, with QRS widening either due to pre-existing bundle branch block, rate-related aberrant conduction, or a supraventricular rhythm in a patient with WPW in whom the electrical impulse avoids the AV node and travels first down the accessory pathway. As a result, the best description would be to call such a rhythm a regular WCT, or a regular wide complex tachycardia of uncertain etiology.